Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. With yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, as you all know, for those that have been listening over the span of 154 cities across the country and in broadcasting as well into 53 countries, you know that we've been out in Michigan obeying the Great Commission, Mark 16:15, Luke 19:10. Drill, friends, scripturally. Jesus said, if you follow me, he said, I will cause you to become fishers of men. And that's exactly what we're doing. So we had an event on Thursday. We had one on Friday. We had one on Saturday. Saturday was a lot of fun. The one on Thursday, we had a great turnout. And as well as the one on Thursday, it was just a bigger church. But the fact of the matter is what happens, friends, when we get into Michigan here, we get invitations after invitations, and we've already had six of them. So what we would like to do when we're in Michigan or any other place that we go into the United States of America or outside of the United States of America is let's make it count the first time. So let's break the six down to three. People need to come together to make this happen, at least out of consideration for our time on the road. But as you all know, we are in Michigan. Again, we're going to be here till Wednesday. We have another event tonight at the GR Church, 4525 Stouffer Avenue. Again, 4525 Stouffer Avenue, Southeast, Grand Rapids, Michigan. We will start at 6:30 sharp tonight, 6:30 sharp. Again, Monday, October 18th, 6:30, GR Church, 4525 Stouffer Avenue, Southeast, again, Grand Rapids. We will be there again one more time. We are going to start sharp at 6:30. Also, want to let you know, folks, for the people that are joining us even now on social media platforms, if you're on the radio, if you're driving right now and you want to check us out on social media platforms, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com to the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. As well, friends, what you want to do is you want to go ahead and subscribe to that page. Go right above the scroll on sonsoflibertymedia.com where we have 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. And with that, friends, what you want to do is go ahead and click on the SOL Radio Live. If you're joining us on Facebook in particular, please let's use their platform against themselves by going and subscribing right now to SOL Radio. It's a Rumble feed, and they will send you an email every single night. Or if you want the live feed, they'll send you a bell to let you know that we're out there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also check us out. Look at the fruit in our basket as to who we are, what it is that we have been doing, because we are not a ministry that wants to come to you and tell you what we're going to do. No, we've been doing it for 23 years, and we are more than happy to show you the fruit in our basket. That's SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. One more social outlet, friends, social media platform is that of BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Michael Roach, my friend over there, has given us the opportunity to go ahead and broadcast, and we're thankful for that. So, friends, if you want to call in at any time, I want to let you know that we are set up on Comrex. That number is 1-866-500-5433. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I want to show you really quick here, friends, I'm going to show you some video in just a couple of minutes. What we're talking about today, as a matter of fact, is if the law doesn't serve us, then we must become the law. Okay, if the law does not serve us, then we must become the law. And by the way, we always have been the law according to the U.S. Constitution and that seabed which it is predicated upon concerning this, Declaration of Independence. We, the people in this country, are the government. But when those said representatives, the judges, the representatives, so on and so forth in government regarding the judicial branch, the executive branch, the legislative branch, if they don't serve us, then we must stand up and take responsibility. And you guys all know my result here, friends, is impeachment, prosecute them, Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Because if we, as the American people, do not send that message now, I don't know where people think that there's more time to keep kicking the can down the road when there's no more road. You are now in a time of deception to think that you still have more time to keep playing games, Americans, to keep on the sidelines, per se, in this country. No, it's time to lay the truth of the Word of God and become valiant for that truth. And we are to, in fact, friends, not only become valiant for the truth, but we are to lay it to our hearts first and foremost. Check out Malachi 2:6. But what I want to tell you, friends, here more than anything is I want to show you the deceptions as to, again, how you're being played. Just the other day, we were talking about Greg Abbott. They're selling him as a good guy. The mainstream media is, and as well as that of Ron DeSantis. And I highlighted something here for you, and I want you to check out the text. And this is directly coming from that of Colleen McGreen, writing for NewsWars. And what she reported was this. Now, again, what we're talking about is how they're selling Greg Abbott from Texas and Ron DeSantis from Florida as the good guys, you know, the great obstructors to the vaccine mandate. Colleen McGreen said, an overlooked section of Florida Senate Bill 2006 put into law by the state legislature and Governor Ron DeSantis on May 3rd, 2021, in fact, somehow unconstitutionally allows government officials to forcibly vaccinate them that call themselves citizens in this country. And ironically, the bill was widely supported as it was allegedly intended to ban vaccine passports in the state of Florida alone. Now, Greg Abbott's talking the same way, just to show you this, friends, okay? But what I want you to get here, friends, is go ahead and cross-check everything I'm telling you. But Ron DeSantis, the Republican Florida governor, that the media is putting out there as the great defier to that of federal government, he is, in fact, responsible for signing into bill the SB 2006, which prohibits government businesses and educational institutions from requiring proof of COVID vaccinations, right? That's how they're selling him, right? Think with me, right? For many of you that think he's a good guy, where did you get that impression that he's a good guy? From the mainstream media that you say you don't believe? Again, consider the source, John 8:44. Now, what you need to hear, friends, as the law that prohibits discrimination based on COVID-19 vaccine status, it also allows law enforcement to forcibly vaccinate its citizens as well as lock them away in quarantine and the direction of the state health director. Now, we all know that administrative law is unconstitutional, and that's what we're talking about right now. But now just remember, Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott are the good guys, okay? Hold that thought. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to show you just the exact opposite. I'm also going to show you how they're deceiving the people in this country. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Again, this is Sons of Liberty broadcasting live from Michigan. We got two more dates. We're going to be at the GR Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan tonight at 6:30 sharp. We've been here over the last week. We got another event on Wednesday, and then we head back home. And, folks, again, I just want to convey the message that if you want to book us, now is the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, friends, John 14:6, just for the record. I was just highlighting to you, friends, how they are selling Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott as what do you want to call them? The last two standing in this country. And I know Kristi Noem from South Dakota is one of those two. But, friends, Kristi Noem is just as corrupt as Greg Abbott. She is just as corrupt as that of Ron DeSantis. And we're going to be having a guest on the show from inside South Dakota government that's going to tell you what many people did not know about Kristi Noem, friends. You need to understand that what's happening in your country right now, that there's an ungodly alliance taking place where they're in union warring against the people along with the fascist states concerning the corporations that they are in fact working with to attack who we are as a people. And why is that? By the way, check that out on Isaiah 28, verse 18. But why is that? Because, well, you know, George Soros, the international criminal, for some reason or another, he's banned from other countries, but he can come over to America and do as he wills, even though our favorite politicians like Donald Trump promised to drain the swamp and to prosecute all these people, which never happened in 5 years. So, you know, matter of fact, let me just blow my rope. I was highlighting some of the things that I'm sharing with you even now during this last event we did here in Michigan. And as I'm speaking to the people that came, it was interesting. You know, nobody says anything to me publicly. They always want to take me aside privately, if they do that, which is rare as hen's teeth. This one particular woman took me aside, and she was trying to justify her favorite politician. And I said, wasn't that what we were just talking about? We're tearing down the idolatry here in your state as well as across the country. I said, you cannot justify what they have not done. And then I stopped and I said, ma'am, will you do me a favor? If justice guards our liberties, which it does, Isaiah 51, verse 4, as it's inscribed on the back of the Supreme Court chambers in Washington, D.C., on that building, can you tell me where they brought justice that guards our liberties? And, folks, just like Jesus, it was the Holy Ghost came in and just said, you know what, ask her the question. No gainsay. She couldn't respond to the question. Folks, for all of your favorite politicians and all these great American appeasers, can somebody out there please call in at any time and tell me and share with all of us, friends, as to the fruit of these favorite politicians and the favorite preachers in which you have across the United States of America? Because what we're missing in this country is the American people understanding that they're the law to bring about the judgments of God upon the heads of the wicked, friends, because we're all ruled by law, to bring the judgment of God upon the heads of the wicked, to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Put that up against Amos 5:15 as well. She couldn't answer me, just like nobody else out there could answer me neither. You can bring up Rand Paul. You can bring up Donald Trump. You can bring up creepy Mike Pence. You can bring up all of your favorite politicians, friends, Teddy Bear Cruz. You can bring up Marjorie Taylor Greene. Folks, they're all appointed. They're all appointed. They're controlled opposition. Which one of them has brought justice to establish righteousness in this country, to magnify the law that we might know peace, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Put that up against Psalm 33, verse 12 as well when you get a moment. You can't answer the question because there isn't one. Let me ask you another question to that, friends, now that I'm on this thought. What politician has brought forth the articles of impeachment concerning that of criminal, disgraceful, and treasonous Joe Biden? Article 3, Section 3. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, back to Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott. And again, Kristi Noem will come into the equation probably at the end of the week or next week. I was just talking about SB 2006, which prohibits government businesses and educational institutions from requiring proof of COVID vaccination. Well, we're led to believe they're the good guys. Wait a second. Let's pull the curtain back when they're playing sleight of hand. Did you also know that it allows law enforcement to forcibly vaccinate its citizens, if you want to call it that, as well as lock them away in a quarantine at the direction of the state health officers, which are operating through a pretended authority called administrative law? Oh, it's a fact. It's a fact. Lawfully, it's a fact. How do they sell them to you, friends? Here, watch this. I'm going to go back over to this, and I want you to see this, because, again, they're selling them as the good guy. I just told you the truth of who they are. And how does the mainstream media put them up, friends? What does it say? Ron DeSantis says that he's offended that a police officer could potentially lose their job over COVID-19 vaccine mandates. You're offended? Hey, here, let me take it a step further, Ron. You're the one helping it along. Matter of fact, that you're the one that has said you can go ahead and quarantine to the Department of Health in Florida. You're the one that said you can force these experimental jabs on people, didn't you, Ron? No, he can say all day long the opposite of what is true. And by the way, that's why Jesus tells us to judge the fruit of these criminals, because it's exactly what they are. Matthew 7:16, 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 15. Folks, when I'm giving you these scriptures, read them. Because it's our job to be fruit inspectors. And the fruit doesn't jive here. And I want to tell you this. The corrupt apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree when it comes to the truth of the matter, when it comes to Greg Abbott, Kristi Noem, and Ron DeSantis. And I want to tell you why they're trying to put up Ron DeSantis as the savior of all men, to basically erect the altar of idolatry again in the minds and the hearts of the American people. Folks, he's going to throw his hat in to become the president of the United States of America. Look what it says right here. Governor Ron DeSantis has pledged to fight the Biden administration. Why does he have to fight the Biden administration? Why doesn't he just go back and invoke the 10th Amendment? I mean, the 10th Amendment does tell us, friends, in fact, hang on a second here, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. You know why he's getting away with this? Folks, just like Edmund Burke said, they'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with, because most people in this country don't even know what I just said. That's the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. The states have the power to reject what federal government is doing. And furthermore, let me add, it's all illegal. Okay? But again, here's the insider saying, another propaganda outlet, you know what? I'm offended that a police officer can potentially lose their job. Ron DeSantis. Well, I'm offended that you're a liar and that you're trying to distract people from what you're really responsible for. I want to say this. I'm the little dog Toto and that of the Wizard of Oz, pulling the curtain back to show you what's in operation right here, friends, because Jesus over and over and over again told us not to be deceived. He was even very specific in Mark 8:15 when he told us to beware of the leaven, the corrupt doctrines of government, didn't he? Yes, he did. Isn't this interesting? Isn't it also interesting that DeSantis has opposed broad vaccine requirements and mask mandates? Do you see what they're doing here, friends? They're pushing back and forth. What they're doing is they are, in fact, teeing up Ron DeSantis to become the next president of the United States of America, just like they do with any other corrupt politician. I want people to think about what I'm going to say next, because I had to respond to some, well, ignorance in the American church just this last Saturday, forgive me. And one of them talked about the two options that were set up for them to pick concerning Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Well, the first thing I said is, as I have 1,000 times before, that if Donald Trump would have prosecuted the way that he promised and drained the swamp as he promised that he would do, I mean, put that up against Article 2, Section 3, it is his job to faithfully execute the laws found within the U.S. Constitution. He didn't do that. Against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. He didn't do that. So help me God. Nope. He defied God, and he obeyed the establishment that everybody says they're sick and tired of. But this is what I want you to hear. Hey, folks, it wasn't just Joe Biden. It wasn't just Donald Trump. There was 1,126 other presidential candidates running for office, but how many of them did you hear from? The ones that they delivered up in the circus of politics. Americans, you need to understand, you're in trouble. You're in trouble because you keep taking skis to the modern-day conservatives who are, in fact, yesterday's liberals, that are not telling you the fact of the matter because they just want to go along to get along. Friends, they're a bunch of fraternizers that are selling you up. We need to get back to the truth. We're going to get to the main topic in just a moment here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, friends, we'll be right back after this break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's mounting pressure on the Biden administration to address the supply chain issues hitting stores nationwide. Major ports are dealing with an unprecedented pileup of cargo containers, and major retailers say they're scrambling to fill their shelves with certain items. Home Depot has started chartering ships to get around the supply chain crisis to make sure decorations, plumbing supplies, heaters, and more are in stock. Jim Monkmeyer is the president of transportation for DHL Supply Chain. He He tells ABC's Good Morning America these issues are not going away anytime soon.
I think domestically, because the truck driving shortage is such an issue, we're going to see issues all the way through 2022.
President Biden releasing a statement calling the late General Colin Powell a patriot of unmatched honor and dignity. Powell died on Monday. USA Radio News. Today is the deadline for Oregon state employees to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Democratic Governor Kate Brown issuing the mandate in August requiring state employees, school employees, healthcare workers, and long-term care facility workers to show proof of full vaccination by October 18th. Workers were also allowed to request an exemption for medical reasons or religious beliefs. Some state workers are getting a little extra time to get vaccinated thanks to the deadline extensions negotiated by their unions. That includes executive branch workers who have until November 30th. For generations, Superman's motto was truth, justice, and the American way. But now DC Comics is announcing that the superhero won't be saying America anymore. His new slogan will be truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. Week 6 of the NFL season wraps up with the Buffalo Bills hosting the Tennessee Titans. USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on social media platforms. Subscribe. Also, jump over onto that of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Folks, we got Cody calling in from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Oh, good afternoon, Bradley. Hey, we talk about how bad everything really is, and I would encourage everybody to go look at this Institute for Justice article. I don't know if you guys have reprinted it, but it talks about how even off-duty federal agents that are basically committing attempted murder have absolute immunity. The Fifth Circuit ruled on a case. It's unbelievable if people go look at that. I don't know if you've covered that at all, but, you know, it goes into what you're talking about, how bad everything is with this federal government.
Well, it's just really what it is. It's falling down from what history has taught us. And, again, what we're beginning to see is the SS coming out in full force against the American people. And this is where the American people need to understand as to why we are an armed nation. And I keep reiterating this point to the American people, that it's still a mercy of God. And you can put that up against 1 Samuel 13:22, Old Testament to the New Testament, which is Luke 11:21 and verse 22. Common sense comes into play here. But you know what? Regardless of who they are, if the American people would actually stand up and do their job, which many people are beginning to do so across the country, these people are going to go right back into their closets and they're going to correct themselves. And I suggest that you correct yourself while you still have the time to do so. Because, as I just said, Cody, America's in trouble. And I just got to say this because, Cody, I know that you're out there doing your due diligence just like we are. You're sending information over all the time, which I totally appreciate. But the American people need to understand you got to take it further than just going to a meeting. You got to cross the next line, and you got to mean what you say. And, again, what are we talking about today? If the law is not going to be there to defend us, to protect us, to be on the offensive in many cases, then we must become the law once again. We should have never forsaken the fact that we are the law, but the fact of the matter is more now than ever, we must now stand up and be the law that God has called us to be according to the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me give you one last idea that I had this morning after thinking about all this qualified immunity nonsense that totally takes away everybody's, you know, right to due process. And that would be is if we can get states to just, you know, 10th Amendmently kick out all these federal agents and we say, no, we're not going to tolerate any federal agents in our state until you guys and the Supreme Court and all this nonsense fix these guys that think they can step on everybody's rights. I mean, that's the only, but we don't have any governors that are going to, you know, be that bold. Maybe we got a few. I don't know.
But again, it comes back to this, Cody. The other day in Michigan, we were right outside of Detroit. And when we got back to our room, it was real late. We got to bed at 2:30 every night that we were doing events here. And interestingly enough, there's some suspicious activity going on outside in a big way. And so we called downstairs and we told the front desk, listen, I know you guys got your doors locked, but the fact of the matter is you got some strange stuff going on the backside of your building right now. So a half hour goes by, nothing. Another half hour goes by, nothing. She told us that she had called the police, nothing, for another half hour. And so my point is, it took the police an hour and a half to get there. I don't think they did anything about it. And again, when we go back to what it is that our forefathers established concerning the Second Amendment, there's a reason that we are an armed people, and we need to quit allowing corruption in government that is the ones responsible. And let me say it this way. Let us not deceive ourselves, Cody, into believing that we're going to make an appeal to those said representatives on so many different levels throughout the United States of America. And I'm not talking about just state government, but federal government as well. We can't sit back and expect them to right the wrongs that they have created in the first place. Because if we're going to be that foolish, then, well, as they say, every country deserves the government that they have. I'm not going to play the fool. I'm going to stay where I'm called to stay according to our founding documents. And if we must defend ourselves, we must defend ourselves. But to suggest that those state said representatives or governors are going to do the right thing at this point is ludicrous to me on so many different levels. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, it's really sad. You know, Justice Scalia, I think in the Williams case, he said that the grand jury is the fourth branch of government. So we've got to get the people to demand, you know, if the sheriff's the very least to get access to the grand juries and start indicting these people. That's
right. And by the way, Cody, I was going to bring that up as well. It's important that you get to know your sheriffs because they have a lot of power, and you need to find out if you're on the right side with, I should say, you need to contact your sheriffs locally and see if they're on the right side. And if not, you best get rid of them ASAP, and that for your own good on so many different levels. I totally appreciate your phone call, Cody. I need to get over to Dan, calling from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Dan?
I'm fantastic, Bradley. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man.
You know, it's like it kind of hit us. The American public seems to be, they think that they're troubled to stand up for their freedoms and liberty. They don't want to be bothered with it. It's really frustrating. You talk to people, and, you know, I'm out there in the fight trying to talk to people, wake people up, and, you know, they always say, well, you know, it's really not that bad, or, you know, you're making a mountain out of a molehill. And, I kind of think what's happened, and I'm not making excuses, but I think, you know, for 4 years under the Trump administration, people really made excuses for everything that happened. It was, you know, when Trump would bring somebody in that we would question, people would say, well, you know, that's greedy chess. Keep your enemies closer. Or, you know, when he would do something, we would always make an excuse that, you know, 3D chess is above our pay grade. So under the Trump administration, the conservatives and the Christians really forgot how to stand up and put all their trust in this guy who really was selling them out.
Well, that's right. And let me add this, because Mark, I believe it's Matthew 13:25. Forgive me. Matthew 13:25 tells us that while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. That should have been put right on Donald Trump's T-shirt, because that's exactly what he was appointed to do. When the people needed the hero, he was delivered up. And what did he do? He put him back to sleep. Dan, I don't carry this as accolade, but we were a Tea Party favorite all across the country. during that of the reign of the sodomite criminal foreigner Barack Hussein Obama. And every event that we did across the country was pretty packed. When Donald Trump became the president of the United States, corporate America, might I add, all of that went away. The Tea Parties went away. Let me put it this way. The people that call themselves Christian conservative patriots in this country, they drank all of it, Dan. They drank the whole cup. And then what happened? Donald Trump gets in there. He does just the exact opposite as he promised to do. And on so many different levels, his worshipers, because this is idolatry on a national level, instead of them seeing Donald Trump for who he was, really seeing themselves for what it was that they tolerated, what did they do? Just like you said, they ignored it. And the fact of the matter is they ignored it to their own demise. I want to give you one scripture in Amos 6:3. I want people to listen. I'm not going to just give you the reference or point of reference, but listen carefully. It says this. It says, you that put away the day of evil, you are the ones that caused the seed of violence to come near. So what am I saying? I'm saying for all those people that want to keep kicking the can down the road that doesn't exist anymore, Dan, sooner or later there's going to be a knock on their door, and that realization of what we have been talking about for years on radio is now going to become their reality.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that was the scripture I was thinking of. And, you know, it's like I work with guys, and I talked to a guy today outside. We were eating lunch. And I just mentioned, he's a pro-vax guy, makes excuses for everything. But I mentioned to him about Colin Powell dying. I said, fully vax. And his response was, your typical Kool-Aid drinking person. He says, well, he probably would have died quicker had he not been vaccinated.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Dan, can I tell you a little story since we're going to gobble up the rest of this segment here? We were actually probably about 6-7 years ago now, we were in D.C. because we were doing events out in Washington, D.C. And the streets were pretty bare. We were right by the Pentagon, and it was in the fall time. So, again, it was really rare to see a car even moving that day. Why, I don't know. They can't handle the weather. I don't know, but that was the case that day. Well, we were driving down towards the Pentagon, and all of a sudden, we looked to the left, and a car pulled right up to us on my left side, and it was like an old 1970s Mercedes. And lo and behold, guess who was inside of the old 1970s Mercedes? It was Colin Powell, or Colin Powell. I want people to understand, and you too, Dan, and I'm sure you already know this for the most part, as do our listeners, but that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Colin Powell was not a good man. He was a man that sold himself up to go up the political ladder so he had more power to destroy. How many young men are dead because of the likes of Colin Powell? And what is the mainstream media doing today? They're praising him. And when you have Joe Biden praising a man, you better know that you better look the other way because you're being lied to. They like to put the lie for the truth, and that's exactly what they're doing, according to Isaiah 5:20. Dan, I'm going to give you the last word, my friend.
Okay, thanks, Bradley. Well, you know, it's like, I got to stress it. It's important that whatever church we go to, that they talk about current and events. And, you know, if they're refusing to sign any mandates because some employers are requiring that, the people need to leave that church. Do not stay in a church that is not willing to be in this fight. It's time to run from these churches.
Amen. And by the way, what are the national speakers doing today, Dan? They're all over the state of Michigan. They're addressing the pastors. Aren't the pastors the one that Jesus rebuked in that of Jeremiah 23 and Matthew 23? Aren't those
absolutely Matthew 23?
Yeah. Yeah, they brought us to the point as to where we're at even now in this country. Folks, they don't need to be extorted. They need to be rebuked. They need to be corrected for what it is that they have left
off. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud to supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to Stand of the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I better give you that date one more time. We are broadcasting live from that of none other. You know, as a matter of fact, I'll just pull it up for you. You can look at it for yourself. And I'm going over there right now. Just give me a minute. We're doing live radio. I wanted to tell you in the meantime, friends, thank you very much for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on that of GCN, Genesis Communication Networks. Wanted to show this to you really quick. We're going to be in Grand Rapids. It's called the GR Church. It's called the GR Church. Monday, October 18th, 6:30 p.m., GR Church, 4525 Stelfer Avenue, Southeast, Grand Rapids. It's going to start at 6:30 sharp. Again, GR Church, 4525 Stelfer Avenue, Southeast, Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And we're going to start sharp at 6:30, so be there. Again, friends, we just appreciate you guys coming out. And, well, you know what? Sharing the fire. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. So what I want to do is I want to show you this. I only got one segment left, but I just want to take it in stride just to show you who's responsible for pushing this whole gay agenda, this sodomite agenda, which, by the way, is a felony in every state of our union, and it still is. I shared with you before how the government, they're extorted. You know anything about conspiracy of silence and understanding Boys Town and how politicians were grooming children in an orphanage in Nebraska, a Catholic charity? They would get them hooked on drugs. They would get them hooked on alcohol and the party life. And what they would do is once they were hooked, they would send them up to Washington, D.C., to be sold into prostitution rings concerning politicians, where then the powers that are tolerated, the FBI and other corrupt organizations, were filming these politicians having sex with children to extort them. It's interesting if you take the time to look at what's going on, and we know it's been going on for a long time. I can take a step back. You guys all remember Watergate. Watergate wasn't about one party digging into another party's information. It was a distraction to distract you from the pedophile rings in Washington, D.C. Again, just so you understand, we know that through Brian Bender. About 10 years ago, we had him on the radio program here at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And Brian Bender is a reporter from the Boston Globe. And through an ICE investigation, they found that over 5,000 members of the Pentagon were downloading child pornography. Did they do anything about it? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Criminal Barack Hussein Obama said that they did not have the resources under that of criminal attorney general and controlled opposition plant Eric Holder. Downloaded 5,000 members had downloaded images of child pornography. Now what do we see? The Hill's reporting, as you can see on social media platforms, friends, that Assistant House Sergeant at Arms is now arrested on child pornography charges. Folks, I got to tell you, you know, what are we talking about? What are we talking about today, friends? What's the title of what we're talking about here? If the law does not serve us, we must serve as the law. Again, no wonder why we have visual anti-justice. Because what you see through the commandments of men and what you want to call the judicial system in the United States, folks, we see more injustice than we see justice. If you got the dime, man, I'll tell you what, you can buy a corrupt judge. This is what the kids are seeing in this country today. And what do we see? Soft judges producing hardened criminals. And what happens? And I've given you this analogy before. Isn't it interesting a pedophile gets busted today? He gets a slap on his hand. He's thrown in jail for a short time. But it's interesting about the time that he gets into jail. What happens? The other criminals, knowing that it's unthinkable what these pedophiles have done, what do? They kill the pedophile. Of course they do. Why? Because they understand that if the law does not serve us, we must serve as the law. And by the way, many of those criminals have been violated by pedophiles, and there's been no healing in their lives because there's never been justice. And I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. Folks, the Bible does say in Luke 17:2, it's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your own neck rather than to offend one of these little ones. Right? When you look at the Torah, you can find nowhere in Scripture anybody even daring to think the wrong way towards children. That's the Old Testament, Exodus 22. Matter of fact, the Lord said, if you even look at a fatherless child in the sense that you brought harm to him in any sense of the word, the Bible says that you would be killed for your violation. He would kill you. He would do it, friends. He would do it. He would bring that justice that's left undone by men. The history of the church in many ways is just that. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. God judged Sodom and Gomorrah because Abraham couldn't find what? He couldn't find 10 righteous to bring about judgment. So God did it. The Lord sent an angel and told him and Lot, get out of Dodge. Don't look back. Okay? I'm going to destroy it. And that's what happened. So there's a lot of people that are really daring the justice of God on so many levels. But what I want you to see, and you just heard it during the break, that it's your government that is actually, in fact, these corrupt, extorted pedophiles behind the scenes. It's interesting to know, friends, they're the ones that are pushing this unlawful activity, this abomination in the sight of God concerning the gay agenda. You just heard during the break, DC Comics out new Superman as a bisexual. Remember back in the 50s, they put him up to be some sort of a Christ. And, of course, here comes Satan through his little minions. To what? To distort what it was established for. They want to lower the standard. Okay? Now we have, as I highlighted on Saturday, a skirt-wearing male student accused of brutal bathroom assault. Did you hear about that in the mainstream media? No, because it doesn't work for their criminal agenda. He's arrested, by the way, for a second assault. How couldn't he be, friends, when in fact, you have an injustice system in this country that teaches people to commit the crime three times before they're lawfully dealt with. Let's go to now criminal Governor Newsom in California, which in fact was recalled. 250,000 more votes needed. Also denounced by immigrants coming into America on top of the 1.5 million signatures that they needed to receive to recall him. It's interesting how he's still there, friends. But what is he doing? He's continuously provoking war amongst the parents. What's going on? Well, Governor Newsom gives retailers an ultimatum. Either cater to their crimes or else. Or else. Hey, folks, or else what? Let me just give it to you really quick. He is now somehow forcing retailers to cater to the left or face a fine. Newsom's latest, and it's not a law, folks, it's a policy that counters law, makes it to so stores that sell toys need to have gender-neutral sections. I'm not making it up. They are making a prey out of your children. I was attacked by the mainstream media across the country, all the way from MSNBC to CNN to Huffington Post, you name it, for what? Standing up and showing the American people the law concerning the one that God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob gave us, concerning his thoughts on justice when it comes to these kind of people. The Bible says Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. In other words, the Lord's thoughts on this, if you want to go ahead and test me, it's going to be short-lived. It's going to be short-lived because my justice will fall upon you. And isn't it interesting how Satan loves to go after the model of heaven? Who are the model of heaven? Jesus said the children are the model of heaven. But look at this. What do Americans tolerate in a free country? They're corrupt politicians to make aim at their children and get away with it. And get away with it. It's the sickest thing I've ever seen. If you didn't listen to me on Saturday, I want to tell you, we had a friend come in from Australia. She was one of the speakers that spoke for about 5 minutes. And she pleaded with the people in the state of Michigan with tears in her eyes, pleading with the American people to get it right. Because you're a beacon of light. She said, when the American people get it right, the world will be right. But not until then. I say this. Until you take responsibility before God, Acts 20, verse 21, and put your faith in Jesus Christ, receive the power of the Holy Ghost, and if you do that properly, and he wills it as he wills it, you're going to be empowered to go ahead and trample the enemy underfoot again, and that's what needs to happen in this country. Luke 10:19. Read it when you get a moment. Luke 10:19. We love you by what we do. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we will be at the DR Church tonight in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We love you by what we do. See ya.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.